Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
At Sierra, discover great deals on top brand workout gear, like high-quality walking shoes, which might lead to another discovery.
40,000 steps, baby! Who's on top now, Karen?
You've taken the office step challenge a step too far. Don't worry, though. Sierra also has yoga gear. It might be a good place to find your zen. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
I'm NFL linebacker TJ Watt, and this is my personal best. YPB by Abercrombie is the activewear I'm always wearing. That's why I reached out to co-design their latest drop. I worked with designers to create high-performance activewear that holds up to my toughest workouts. Shop YPB by Abercrombie in-store, online, and in the app. Because your personal best is greater than anything.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at WhatsApp.com.
Wow, for the first time, as you heard it there, since 1969, Thanksgiving of 1969, the Dallas Cowboys tied. Certainly, I've never seen a Cowboys game end in a tie. I was born in 91. This has a weird feeling. Zach Wolchuk alongside the Super Bowl-winning scout Brian Broaddus, live at the Miller Lite Field Club. 40-all, Cowboys and Packers in a draw here at AT&T Stadium. And a lot to unpack. My goodness, two home games, two overtimes. Dak Prescott, brilliant tonight. And that fourth quarter was just bananas. I mean, both teams just trading touchdowns like a heavyweight fight. Javonte Williams with a one-yard touchdown run. Put the Cowboys up 30-27. Romeo Doubs gets his third, yes, count them, three touchdown catches to go 34-30. Pack back on top. Then the Cowboys go right down the field in a minute and 2 seconds. Dak to Pickens for 28 yards. I'm looking at you, Brian, and I'm thinking to myself, there's 43 seconds. They yeah. left too much damn time.
They sure did.
They did. Brandon McManus hits a 53-yard field goal. They tie it at 37. They go to overtime. The Cowboys have a wonderful drive. 10 plays, 76 yards, 5 minutes and 20 seconds. They set themselves up in the red zone, but they're not able to get into the end zone. Brandon Aubrey, 22-yard field goal, 40-37. And then the Packers bleed the rest of the clock out. 13 plays, 64 yards, 440. And Brandon McManus ended up tying it at 40 after Brandon Aubrey gave the Cowboys the lead. And there you go. And I think overall, based on kind of the low morale that I sensed from a lot of Cowboy fans, including myself, not giving this team much of a chance to win this one. Yeah. Desperate team theory, Brian. Offensively, they came out and they played their hearts out tonight.
Yeah, I think initially they were really worried about Green Bay's pass rush to start the game. And then they kind of figured out some things that they were able to work with Micah. They were able to like chip him, space him a little bit, make him have to deal with some you know multiple blocks. We had some late in the game there, you know, Nate Thomas, Babe and Brad were talking about, you know, great block by Nate Thomas, one-on-one. You know, so yeah, but overall though, it was you know, the initial part of this game was really the offense was just, I think they were just terrified of what Green Bay was going to do to him as a pass rush. And you know, they, like I say, they figured some things out. Things worked out for them. They were able to move the ball. Unfortunately, on that final drive that they had, they didn't punch the thing in. I think Dallas played better defense the first half of this football game, and I know it was a 13-2 game at one time. Mm-hmm. But you look at the possessions of the from the second half. Touchdown, 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 field goal, field goal. That was the Packers' possessions in the second half. Mm. You know, and they just did not. I mean, in the first half we saw some better pass rush. There was some pressure. We saw some turnover, you know, with the strip sack, the ball, you know, was right there. And I just felt like, though, that when they needed to make a stop, they could not get a stop on third down.
No,
they just could. I mean, it just didn't matter. It was, it could be third and 12, and they were going to get 16 yards, 18. It just didn't matter.
Yeah.
And, you know, Green Bay has got a good offense. It's kind of like Philadelphia to me. This is a compromised offensive line tonight. And, you know, there were some pressures and things like that, but they just could not finish. And then the offense couldn't finish. And that's what's really kind of disappointing right now. If you found a way to score a touchdown, yeah, there's no guarantee. I mean, hell, you would have loved it if Pickens catches that ball and just kind of goes out of bounds. And then you're thinking, well, wait a minute now. They got down there and couldn't score. You know,
right.
I mean, so you're thinking like, oh, they could have bled the clock a little more.
Yeah.
And then score, you know, walk
no,
this
but
thing
don't
off.
No, you really don't know.
You don't know because they get the ball in overtime and they get down there in the range, and then next thing you know, they don't get it in. So, you know, this team is really, really, really strange that way. But I felt like the Dallas first half defense was better than where they played in the second half for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think really the story for that is 10 of 14 on third down. And on fourth down, the Packers went for it as well.
Fourth and six, and they
converted.
Got it for 14 yards.
And it was situations where you're checking the ball down into the flat, and nobody's there, Ryan.
Yeah.
And they're taking a dump off that should be rally, tackle, get the ball carrier down. Maybe you pick up three. They're getting chunk 15, 20-yard plays down the field.
Yeah.
In the missed tackles, and we're going to get a lot of techs. I've already seen them. 877-881-1053, the number to call, the number to text, 877-881-1053. I'll probably get roasted for this. I'm going to defend Matt Eberflus. How many missed tackles did Matt Eberflus have today?
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
How many bonehead penalties like Sam Williams and Maris Leofau? Was that Matt Eberflus out there?
Yeah.
You can't get off the field on third down because you're grabbing the face mask of Jordan Love and you're hitting a guy late after you had an incompletion.
Yeah.
Like, I understand.
That was 15 yards right there. Yeah.
I understand. The defense has been terrible. Right now, I think it's more a personnel issue than it is a coaching issue.
Hmm.
I mean, he's changing. They're rotating bodies in and out.
Yeah.
I mean, Nate Thomas played right tackle and left tackle today.
Sure did.
He's playing James Houston more. Clowney's getting in there. He's on a limited snap base. Diggs isn't playing well. We don't know how healthy he is. He's rotating him in. They're trying. They are moving bodies in and out. Jack Sanborn, how many tackles did he miss today?
How many
poor angles?
First
is
drive,
Kenneth
I
Murray
think.
Having?
First drive, he had three.
So, he can't go out and play the game for them. He dialed up a run blitz that was a perfect call in the first half, and Green Bay ran right by Kenneth Murray.
Yeah.
He should have been right in the hole. So, look, maybe we'll see how this unfolds, and maybe it doesn't work out for Flus. But if you look at the history of him as a defensive coordinator, his defenses are top 10 in expected points added. His defenses are top 10 in takeaways. I don't think overnight he just became a crappy DC. And we got a problem here of running out coaches. Dan Quinn, it was his fault. Zimmer this time last year, fire him, he sucks, he's a bum. He fixed that thing. Maybe it's not the coaches. Maybe it's the players not executing on the field.
We've talked about, if you ask people around the league, they think that the Cowboys have thought too much of their personnel.
Yeah.
The second half, though, the defense, you've got to make a stop or two, though, right? I mean,
no, you
third
do.
Down.
It's unacceptable.
I mean, the fourth and six.
It is on him. Like, why? Now, I.
And it is.
When
I appreciate what you're doing,
flat,
but.
Like, I'm not trying to absolve Eberflus.
No, you're not.
Blame,
but you've got to play better defense.
Yeah, more blame on the players here.
Yeah, I mean, you've got to. If you're giving up flat passes or giving up. And, you know, the ones that are evident to me are the damn screens.
Yeah.
You know,
but I mean, you can't get off. Like, Reddick Stewart is the only one that's fighting to get off blocks.
Yeah.
And people are texting about Diggs. Hey, that one touchdown run to Josh Jacobs, he looked totally lost.
Yeah.
I get it. We know that. I mean, how big would that interception have been that he had? Now, you ended up getting 12 men on the field. You couldn't get the substitution in time.
Yeah.
But that would have been huge. I mean, you're living for these turnovers. James Houston got the only sack of the game, forces a strip fumble right before the half. But, I mean, the linebacking play has just been terrible. Now, hey, Sanborn, that's a Fluce guy. So I think that's totally fair. If you want to, hey, that's on Fluce. He's bringing in his guy. He needs to be better. It was not a good day for the linebackers. And Marist is a guy that's going to overrun some stuff, but I still stand by it. I think he's the best blitzer they have. They did it once. He got some pressure. And you saw the physical play on special teams, but the penalty was a killer that he had in this one.
Yeah.
Really, really big-time problem. 40-40, Cowboys tie the Green Bay Packers as we are hanging out here in the Miller Lite Field Club, brought to you by Pepsi, made for Cowboys watching. If you want to use what the pros use, get Jack Black. It is the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys. Visit getjackblack.com today. Zach Wolchuk alongside the Super Bowl winning scout, Brian Broaddus. And we're waiting on Brian Schottenheimer. We're here from Dak Prescott. I mean, how about George Pickens, Brian?
They need a big one from him.
Unreal.
And you know what? I've been pretty critical, too, of Tolbert. Tolbert with some nice plays, too, as well. And then, you know, Turpin with the big return to get you to midfield there. I mean, that was a big play right there. But, yeah, George Pickens, he had that drop early in the game, too, that slant. Dan, I'll tell you what, Dak, for like I can say, early in this game, I think they were a little bit scared of what the blitzes or, excuse me, what the pass rush was going to be from the Packers. And as the game wore on, they became more and more and more comfortable with it.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, okay, maybe we don't have to like double team here or chip or whatever. But they did a really nice job of handling the Packers passer. I mean, Dak, I think he navigated well, saw the field well, you know, made some really, really good throws. And for not having CeeDee Lamb on the field, though, George Pickens stepped up in a big way last week, 6 plays.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's in, and then he's thrown into that role. This week, he had a week to get ready for it, and then was able to make some plays along the way, and that's really good for him.
And that huge play, I mean, Jalen Tolbert, massive catch. Shout out
George
to
Pickens had one down on the sidelines,
yeah,
too, right?
I mean, Pickens was breaking tackles.
Yeah.
They got Flannoy involved. 2 catches for Flannoy. Both went for first downs. They got him the run. And Turpin had a couple of big third down conversions as well in this one. So, I mean, without CeeDee Lamb, George definitely stepped up in a big, big way. He was not targeted, though, until I think it was like 6.5 minutes or so left to go in the first half. And it's amazing how all of a sudden you start to see this offense now. Oh, they're moving the ball a little bit. Yeah. Maybe you should target George Pickens a little bit more. But, goodness, I still – overall, I didn't expect them to win this game coming in.
I picked them to win myself. I thought they had, you know, the desperate team theory. I thought they had a chance. Needed to make some stops. They did in the first half. They did in the second.
Yeah. 877-881-1053, the number to call, the number to text. Let's get to the phones very quickly here. We'll try to get to as many of you as we can.
We got a wrap call there, I thought, maybe.
Did you? I know we're up against it. Okay, we'll get to the phones on the other side. We've also got Brad Sham, who's coming down. Bobby Belt's getting some audio for you right now. He'll jump on with us. You're listening to the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief. from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin at 16 weeks. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILLY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Checking off the boxes on your to-do list is a great feeling. And when it comes to checking off coverage, a State Farm agent can help you choose an option that's right for you. Whether you prefer talking in person, on the phone, or using the award-winning app, it's nice knowing you have help finding coverage that best fits your needs. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniel's and Old No. 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Boy, was he good. 8-for-134 and 2 touchdowns, including that one for George Pickens with 43 seconds left on the clock, putting the Cowboys up 37-34. Packers were able to tie it, and the game ending in a tie, 40-all, as the Cowboys tie for the first time since Thanksgiving of 1969. Shout out to Bob Thomas for finding that information. Zach Wolchuk alongside the Super Bowl winning scout Brian Broaddus, as we're hanging out here in the Miller Lite Field Club, brought to you by AT&T. Connecting changes everything. We'll hear from Shoddy. We'll hear from Dak. We'll get your player of the game, Brad Sham, and more. But let's get to the phones. I know you guys are waiting to sound off on this one, and we will start off in Round Rock on line one. Let's get to our guy, Big Jim. Big Jim, what's going on, bro?
Well, Chuck Brothers, it's good to talk to you. May I tell you what, it's like kissing your sister when you tie one. Let's say this. What I don't understand, y'all made great points in your opening there. Understand is, why in the hell are you not blitzing on 4th and 6? You know, the previous play on 3rd down, you blitz and Love just had to throw the ball up there. There wasn't nothing. They weren't getting – there was no pressure. And as you said, Brian, he threw that ball 14 times. I don't know. I heard what you said about Eberflus, but listen, the guy – I don't think he's the same guy he was when he was a defensive coach at those other places. He couldn't make an in-game or a – end-game or end-game decision when he's in Chicago. And I think his play call is bad. Now, I agree. Some of these goobers out there, I think we got some of the lowest IQs in the NFL on that defense sometimes. You know, when they throw it out there and the guy splits the double out there on the side, somebody should have made that tackle. You know, they're stupid. Sanborn is worthless. He's running around with freaking concrete cleats. It makes no sense. Yeah. That guy needs to get out there. I'd put Maris Leaf out there. Heck, we saw Shamar James. Now, I'd be interested, Broadus, when you and Vox look at the tape and see how he did. But get some of these other guys ready. Just spend time. Get them ready. Because, I ain't happy about this at all. I was like you, Broadus. I thought we was going to win. I was going to pull this one out. So I was wanting to win, expecting a win. But this is horrible. It's bad coaching. I mean, it's bad player execution. It's bad coaching on the defensive side of the ball. And, you know, and look how many rushing yards they had against us, fellas. I thought we were going to stop the run. We didn't stop the run.
Yeah, that second half was bad.
It was bad. Well, listen, appreciate you, fellas, and I know it's going to be a long night for you, but you make all this worthwhile. So thank you both, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you very much, Big Jim. Appreciate you. Yeah, I mean, Josh Jacobs, 86 yards on the ground. Wilson was really good in the second half with 44. I mean, he averaged over 5 yards a carry. So as the game went on, the Packers were able to kind of rack off some chunk runs. Jacobs had a 19-yarder. Wilson had a 13-yarder.
Yeah.
And to your point about the defense being better in the first half, I think the run defense was a huge reflection of first half was good, but as the game got down, I think maybe exhaustion played a factor.
Got wore down.
They did.
Yeah, got wore down a little bit. But, man, I'll tell you what, they just needed to make a play or two. You know, they did a really good job. That stretch right before half was just, man, it just, you know, the way the defense was coming off the ball, they were doing a great job of kind of being disruptive, you know. But they just the second half, it just give the Packers some credit though. Those third downs were key throughout the game. They were able to convert a lot of them. They converted the fourth and sixth one. I'll be interested to see what it sounds like to me. Just looking at some Twitter stuff, people said he rushed four, and you know, here we go again, kind of a thing. And you know, Big Jim was even saying to himself, third down, you had a blitz, and then you don't pressure him on the fourth down thing. You know, you got to gamble there, I think, a little bit. So, yeah, it's just unfortunate that they just did not get any stops there in the second half.
Yeah, it was. And it seemed like, and we'll go
all
back
you needed
and watch
was one.
It. All you needed was one. We'll go back and watch it. But it's just like you can't finish. Like, I thought they were getting some pressure.
Yeah.
Then you get there, and you're just not able to get Jordan Love to the ground.
Yeah.
And then the missed tackles were egregious today. 877-881-1053, the number to call, the number to text. Let's go out to Mesquite. Harrison has been waiting. Harrison, what's going on?
Hey, guys. More disappointment. I'm with Big Jim. I didn't understand why we didn't blitz either on fourth and six. And really, I think we should have been more aggressive by going for it instead of that field goal and overtime.
Oh, wow.
I think we should have pushed the issue. Dak was hot. Why not put the onus on the offense and let him shine? I didn't like the first half, the first drive, the three straight runs. I don't understand that. And I think we got to target Pickens more, like you guys said, at the beginning of the game. Get him a feel of the game, get him easy plays, get him going. I've been preaching about the linebackers. They lost. Mary didn't have a good game, Brian. When you look at it, Sanborn didn't. Leofile, who I've been preaching for, he let me down with these stupid penalties tonight. He had the missed tackle that gave him a first down. He tried to arm tackle on the sideline against Jacobs. He ran right through it. Then he got the bonehead penalty. Made no sense. But I think him and James just need more playing time. Eberflus, I'm just out, man. It's the same thing every week. It's coaching involved, too. Yeah, you got to have some talent, but you got to be coached, too. And I'm not seeing them getting coached. You got the linebackers miserable, and you're still getting poor secondary play. It's just got to change, man. They fought too hard tonight for me to be a fan to not come out with a W. It was in their hands. We could have won the game, and I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah, I appreciate
the
call,
Harrison. I'll tell you what, man, that would have been in overtime to go for that touchdown, you know, down there. That would have been a gutsy. But you know what? The condition of his defense kind of makes some sense, doesn't it?
You just didn't have any faith that they weren't going to give up points. No faith.
When you kicked the field goal, it was like, well, they're going to get points, right?
Oh yeah,
is that what you kind of felt?
Absolutely.
I mean, that is one of those. I'd be interested to see what the analytics said on that one. Is that a go for it or kick the field goal situation? By the way, the next gen stats have come out just for missed tackles. They credited Sanborn with two missed tackles. Elam had one. Bland had one. Reedy Stewart had three.
Wow.
And they said Diggs had one. So here are your missed tackles. Wilson one, Sanborn two, Elam one, Bland one, Reedy Stewart three, and Diggs one. Those were the missed tackles for the game.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting.
Oh, actually, I'm sorry. Here we go, too. Oh, my bad. You got to go down to the bottom list. Sam Williams two, Maris Leofile three. And
does
that
just say as a team? I mean, what is that, 20 missed tackles?
Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah,
I mean, it was egregious.
That's five. That's six. That's nine. That's 10. That's 11.
Yeah.
13.
It's a lot.
14. Yeah, 14 missed tackles.
It's 14 too many.
Yeah, 14.
I mean, you got to tackle better, guys. 877-881-1053, the number to call, the number to text. We'll get back to the phones. Coach Brian Schottenheimer is at the podium right now. We'll hear from him. We'll hear from Dak Prescott and more. Dallas Cowboys football will continue in a moment. 40-all, Cowboys, Packers ends in a tie. Zach Wolchuk alongside the Super Bowl-winning scout Brian Broaddus here live at the Miller Lite Field Club at AT&T Stadium. And we are now joined by the voice of your Dallas Cowboys, the great Brad Schimm, who on that call had that third touchdown for Dobbs. And Brad, I just want to say thank you very much for the Uncrustables, sir. You came bringing gifts.
Yeah, I have one in my pocket for my ride home. Should I feel a little peckish? And I put out, you know, because the Cowboys sales staff is in charge of the inventory during the game. So I said in the third quarter, I'm calling for the sales staff to get me an endorsement from Smuckers.
Smuckers
for the Uncrustables.
They're absolutely delightful, Brad. We were just discussing overtime, fourth down. They kick the field goal to go up 40-37. Do you think maybe?
No.
No. Okay.
You have to kick. You can't come away with nothing.
Yeah. Analytics people said that's a 14% go.
Yeah.
That's I'm just saying that.
Yeah.
The analytics people.
14%.
14%. That was really high.
That's not very much out of 100.
Yeah. It was, like I said, it was, let me see what it was. Talk among yourself here.
Well, all I know is when those analytics people are setting their percentages, they are not taking into account the defense that the Cowboys are going to have to put out on the field.
Right.
See, that's why you might have gone for it.
Because after you kick the field goal.
You're trying to end the game.
But if you don't make it.
Then, yes, you're losing.
Then you're losing the game.
Brad, that's a 76% go, 62% kick the field goal.
No, hell no. Not just no, but hell no.
That's a hell no.
That's a
14% difference, Coach.
Hey.
Come on. What are we doing?
What we're doing is trying to win the game, and I don't like my defensive team's chances of keeping them off the scoreboard.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, though, I would have.
You'd have gone for it.
Yeah.
Well, that as the great, late, great Johnny Oates.
Yeah.
When he was managing the Rangers and I was working with Eric Nadell on Ranger games.
Yeah.
He used to say to me almost every day.
Yeah.
When I would, in a baseball context, say something similar.
Yeah.
And he would look at me and he'd say, well, that's why I'm down here
you're up there. Yeah.
What are you making of this defense right now, Brad?
Well, it's not good.
No, not at all. And I tried to give Flus some covering fire and said, I mean, how many tackles did Eberflus miss out there today?
Well, here's the thing. You can devise whatever scheme you want, but your players are your players.
Yeah.
And the players, his players aren't good enough right now.
Sure.
But there were signs of improvement. Finally, we saw a... something resembling a pass rush. So give me more of Houston. Azaraku is improving by leaps and bounds from week to week. That's what you've got.
Yeah.
And then your secondary, I don't know, Diggs played about as well as he's physically capable of playing right now, and Bland the same thing.
Yeah.
And they both got beat, and Elam got beat. And what you've got to do is just the best you can until Revel is healthy and Butler is healthy, and Overshown is healthy.
We're used to this.
Yeah. the voice of God talking here.
Thanks. But right now that's who he's got.
Yeah.
You design what you think will work for the players that you have. And he blitzed.
Yeah.
He played some man. They walked onto the field, the second best team.
Yeah.
And they played a team that is largely regarded as one of the top contenders to win the NFC. They played them toe to toe.
Yeah.
Both offensively and defensively. Now, they could have won the game. You've got to eliminate the penalties.
Yeah.
I was just talking to Barry Church out in the tunnel. Leifau, Houston, Azaraku gave them a juice that they had not had. They gave them something that they need more of. So you got to see more of those guys. Leifau can't commit those penalties.
Yeah.
Ezeraku's got to learn you can't, like, stand over the guy or whatever silly nonsense they called him for. I thought it was a bad call.
That Ron Tolbert, you got to watch that crew.
But you have to be aware. I mean, Sanborn played by far his best game. I'm just talking about defense now. I thought Odighizuwa played a tremendous game. So, you know, little by little, you get a little bit better. And if you can play like that against Green Bay and Philadelphia, now, what I need is for you to play the Jets, not like you played the Bears.
Right.
Right.
That'll be the test. Because they now have, in theory, on paper, two winnable road games. And if they win those games, they come back 3-3. And that's, for what they're playing with, that's not awful.
I kind of felt like defensively.
Defensively?
Defensively, they played better in the first half.
Well, they certainly played better run defense. So, because they completed.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Completely bottled.
I felt like there was a little bit more pressure, too.
Funny.
It
just
seemed like every time I was listening to you the whole game and every third down you were saying, oh, another catch.
Yeah.
Oh, well, another.
10-14 on third down.
I felt like in the first half they got him to punt.
Yeah, once or twice. I felt like they had more pressure in the second half, actually. But the Packers, give them credit.
Yeah.
You know, they figured something out, and they got Jacobs going.
Yeah, yes, they did. It, yeah.
They got Jacobs going, and Wilson also. Yeah. Wilson had, when Jacobs got hurt, Wilson had more carries in this game than he'd had.
I wonder if they got wore down.
Well, that's possible.
Yeah.
That's certainly possible. On the other hand, when it's 13-0, and they're lining up for the extra point.
Oh, geez, we're thinking this thing is the playoff game of 2 years ago.
Or worse. This is what we're thinking is, this is exactly what we feared.
Yep.
And I want to say that the blocked extra point was the spark, but I don't think it was.
I think it was the collision by Leofau.
That might have done it.
I think that woke everybody up.
That brought some life.
That might have done it.
Yep.
Hey, excuse me. We see the people with the microphones, we're the ones talking. So thank you for being here. We appreciate it. But we kind of need to do the talking, okay?
Anything else before we let you out of here, Brad?
Oh, I just think that there's so many guys. Did you see the game Tolbert played? See how he blocked?
That catch was incredible.
The catch was incredible.
Unbelievable.
But you wait until you watch the tape and watch how Tolbert blocked all night. Wait until you see how Tyler Smith played. Tyler Smith, he had a couple of penalties.
The penalties.
Yeah, I was looking at that.
Tyler Smith blocked out of his mind.
Yeah.
Did you see how Nate Thomas stood Parsons up by himself?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there was a lot of stuff that happened. Turpin,
some big third downs. Flannoy got in the mix.
And can we credit the guy designing and calling the plays?
Absolutely.
Sure.
I mean, that was, and I think it was a more imaginative, creative use of his own resources than anything we saw in the last 5 years.
I think he was scared in the first quarter, though.
Well, he should have been.
I think he was scared of that. I think he was scared of that pass rush.
I don't know about scared. Cautious. You know, you got to be wary.
I used a bad word there. Cautious.
Let the game come to you. See what it's going to be.
Yeah.
But the test now will be
win these next two.
Do not let Chicago happened to you again. You took a definite step forward in this game, and not just because you didn't lose it.
Right.
Took a definite step forward.
Right.
But you now must go win these two winnable games,
right,
and you are still playing with probably below average talent on the field on defense.
On
but
defense,
get me
sure.
Revel.
Agreed.
And get me Butler, and then eventually get me Overshown.
Yeah.
And now you got a fighting chance.
There you go, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Welcome.
We appreciate
Thank you.
Overtime.
Would you like me to give the headset to this
Keith
gentleman?
he is my guy.
He's a sweet, sweet man. But no, we love getting to talk to you. Thank you again for
okay.
the Uncrustables.
Yeah, you bet.
We appreciate
Smucker's
you.
Uncrustables.
Oh, divine.
Listen. That's the sound of the fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron. The sound of captivating electric performance. Dynamic drive. And the quiet confidence of ultra-smooth handling. The elevated interior reminds you this is more than an EV. This is electric performance redefined. The fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.